Thank you for joining us today for the Whistler Plumbing and Air podcast. I'm speaking with James Whistler. James, tell us a little bit about what it's like working for and being a team member of Whistler Plumbing and Air. What is it like to be a tech?
Well, that's an interesting question because, you know, right now we are really focusing on trying to bring on apprentices. And, you know, an apprentice or someone that doesn't have experience may have no idea what they're getting into. So I guess I'll start by saying that we do hire people with no experience in really all areas in the field, whether that be water treatment or plumbing or install for either HVAC or plumbing, and HVAC techs as well. And we really like that just simply because then we can put you through a training program specifically to what you will be doing. And so that's definitely one thing that a technician here within our company is going to experience is a lot of training. That training is centered around, you know, the technical aspect of the job, but also around the soft skills of the job, the communication side of things, and how to communicate certain things to our clients and be effective in that manner as well.
In general, how long does that training process take?
It really depends, but I would say just as a high level, an average 6 to 8 months. Obviously, that's getting someone to a very low skill level, but you can still be effective at that point. So
once they're onboarded onto the team, tell us a little bit about what day-to-day and even week-to-week looks like being a part of your team there.
Again, at a high level, the tasks that our field people carry out are very diverse. And so we hear that a lot, you know, people that are coming maybe out of factory work or assembly line work, they might just say, I'm just getting tired of the monotonous. It's the same thing over and over and over and over again. And some people just don't thrive in an environment like that. So, you know, our tasks are very diverse. You're going to be probably at a different home every single day, and possibly even multiple homes every single day. Those tasks, plumbing is a very, very diverse trade. So those tasks that you're going to be doing is, you know, you might be working on a shower faucet one day and turn around and be working on a toilet or a water heater the next. So, you know, it is definitely, it's always keeping things interesting and fresh. Another thing that most of our people may find is that the work that they'll be doing, because we are a customer service industry, we are going into people's homes. And because plumbing is so important to them, you know, running water and having a working toilet and having a working shower, a working kitchen sink, those type of things are packed into just every aspect of our day. So when we go into someone's house and repair those things to make them functional again, or to upgrade those things to make them work better, that is really just a very fulfilling type role or job that you're doing there. And we often say that sometimes we are there to repair the client. Sometimes they can be very upset or just fearful of, you know, what the problem is, how much is it going to cost, those type of things. And I think that we have the opportunity to really impact people as we interact with them and as we fix their plumbing problems and just build relationships with those individuals.
And tell us a little bit about the company culture. I know you all do a lot to make sure you have a very welcoming and family-friendly culture. So touch a little bit on that.
One of our values is family. And that you can put the word team whenever it's in a professional setting. But when I think of family, I think of people that have my back, that I can count on, that I can be open with. But there's also some other things that come into that particular value, and that is maybe expectation or, you know, tension or tough conversations. You know, those things exist in healthy families as well. Getting through the hard times, you know, that kind of thing. So, I think it is very rewarding to be part of a family or team like that. That, you know, like if you get stumped on a plumbing problem as a technician, you can call another technician to gain support or call a manager. Our service managers have technical ability, you know, and they've been in the field themselves. So they're very supportive of that as well. And I think that's what kind of just brings that family atmosphere together.
So if someone's listening and they're interested in learning more about becoming a part of your team at Whistler Plumbing and Air, how do they find out if you're hiring and how to get started?
Well, you can go to whistlerjobs.com, and that's WISLER jobs.com. and you can apply right on the internet there with through our website, and then we'll get that application, and then Mary Ann is actually the one that fields those, and she will reach back out to someone once they've filled out that application and start the process to go through our interviewing process.
All right. So if you have any more questions about anything else James talked about today, again, you can go to whistlerjobs.com or call them at 540-483-9382.